I'm just on break for like 5 more minutes. The sign's up outside. It's just a quick one? Okay, then how can I help? I've seen you around a few times now. You're a pretty voracious reader, aren't you? A book you don't know the name of? You'd like to find a particular book this time, instead of aimlessly wandering around for a couple of hours? Well, what kind? The fiction section ends just beyond the counter here, behind me, and the nonfiction section is to your left, right there. Look at where I'm pointing? Yes, just right there. Wonderful. If you need any more help, feel free to come back to me. It is a quiet day, and I do like it that way, so please, if you need any more help, I'm here. I seem pretty young for a librarian. What, is your mental picture all the ladies you see at the public libraries? Or did you think that librarians emerged fully formed as old women? I'll have you know, my entire family are librarians, bookkeepers, and bookstore owners, and I, proudly, am a third-generation librarian. So, since you're having some difficulties, I will find your book for you. If you don't find it yourself first, shoo, go on. You really need help, Well, all right then. What was the title of the book you were looking for? You don't know? Well, that's helpful. Do you know the author? No. Well, fine, I guess. I don't have anything else to do right now. But you're interrupting me from my book, and so let's see if we can find your book quickly. Sorry if I'm being a little touchy. I got to a really good part in the book, and, well, you know what it's like to get a really good part, and then real life interrupts. So, was it a fiction or a nonfiction book? Fiction, but you'd like it to be nonfiction? Okay, that seems plausible, I guess. So, something kind of dark, something kind of historical then? Romance. I wouldn't have taken you to be a romance reader. Most guys aren't. Me? Oh, I'm an expert on romance novels. Any type of romance you want, I'll know about it, and I'll find it for you. Okay, so follow me. Here, I'm going to take a right. Our romance novels are off in their own section, apart from the really popular ones we have in the front. If you were looking for them, you might have found them. We have a little 18-plus section curtained off by beads, right here. It does look like a little hippie communion here. And I get that the beads make it seem like it's staff only, but we do it so the kids don't get inside. And the beads clatter loud enough that we can hear from the front desk, and kids usually aren't very quiet anyway. What do you mean, does anyone work here? Do you think I man the desk entirely alone? Well, that's kind of flattering, I won't lie, but I'm not a superwoman or a book-reading vampire, and I need sleep and a break some days, too. Anyway, let's find your romance novel. What kind of setting are you looking for? Urban? Okay, modern stuff. Cool. Holiday getaways? Meet cutes? What kind of... Oh, here's a thought. What kind of protagonist are you looking for? Male? That's not... Well, that's a little more typical. That's more male fantasy stuff, so big swords and sticks. Somehow I'm not that surprised. Well, they're over here. A male protagonist that's a good provider? I only know a few. They're around here somewhere. A few more details. Meets up in a bookstore. Okay. Cute girl at the counter. Okay. And they go out on dates and they fall in love. This is getting awfully... You know what? I know what this is. You're trying to flirt with me. Well, it's not working, but I'm at work, dude. This isn't the right place to flirt. Oh, well, now that's interesting. You're open to any book recommendations for me? Anything to hear from me more often? Well, we do have an official number and landline I could... How about that? I can certainly give you my book recommendations if that's something that you're so into. Here's a first recommendation. How about... This one. It's about a girl who's really very, very flattered by all of her suitors, and yes, she has more than one, but she's really already got a... Panicking now, are we? No, I'm not attached to anyone. You're right. It's safe to flirt with me. There's no big god coming to strike you down with a giant lightning bolt. Screw Zeus anyways, am I right? Or am I right? Or how about this one? The protagonist, female, learns how to stand up for herself, be a strong, independent woman, and learns to establish and enforce her own boundaries, and also, coincidentally, gets a good man along the way. And he's a good, strong man, too, who's able to give her some authority. That's not the right word, but you understand what I mean, don't you? Yes, just like that. So, you want to give in to me, hmm? All these book recommendations? And you like all of them? You do. Well, you know what? I think I'll let my hair down for a bit. I suppose I am still on break, so I could take about 5 minutes away to really tell you what I like in my books. And you know, you did draw me away from the climax of a really, really good romance, and I'm pretty worked up already. So I think you'd better make it up to me and do exactly as I say. Help me reenact the scene that you drew me away from. You're going to put your hands on my waist. Harder. Grip my hips harder. This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? Hold me tighter. Yes, that feels good. And you know what? You get to kiss me. Kiss my cheeks, yes. One on each side. And just wherever you want to kiss me. Above my clothing, no sliding your hands under. We do this at my pace or not at all. And when you're ready, you kiss me deeply. You magnificent man. Take me against this. Yeah, no, the dialogue from that scene was absolutely ridiculous. But I don't need cheesy romantic dialogue when I've got a man like you holding me, do I? You do smell good, though. Clean, just a little bit scented. I could absolutely take a very long break with you. The smell of the books, the comfort and the warmth of this little nook among the stacks and a lovely man. And you are a lovely man. I could just take a long break. There's a sign on the door, anyway, just you and me. Kiss me again and again and again, and then leave me your phone number, won't you? I'd love to meet up with you outside, too, for more than just a break. Screw the Kit Kat line. For me, you're a whole ass snack. Now, why don't you prove to me why you'd make a good boyfriend, hmm? With your actions, your kisses, your words. Whatever you'd like, make it a romance that we'd both love to read. And I'll give you a review at the end. A library recommendation, even. Gold stars. Or you'd rather go ahead and prove it to me now. I could just keep telling you what to do, though. Or are you just the type that follows instructions really well? Well, let's see if you can follow instructions. Slide your hand under my blouse. That does feel good. You seem to know what you're doing with your hands, mister. You're unbuttoning my blouse with your other hand. I didn't say anything about that, but I'm okay with it. Here, let me help you out a little. Well, am I to your satisfaction? Do I please you? I don't really care if I do or not. Frankly, you're the one that has to prove himself to me. Oh, your mouth. Oh, on me? Oh, God, that's hot. Your mouth is so hot. Oh, unbutton my jeans. Well, I do got that booty, and they are very flattering, right? A little hard to get them off at night, though, so I do appreciate your help in getting them off. And if your hands happen to wander a little, I don't much mind. How about you strip for me, too, hmm? You're reluctant to do it? Well, Mr. Romance Protagonist, you've got me, alone, in a private little nook, mostly undressed and undone and all worked up for a man. Any man, really, doesn't have to be you, but it could be you. I sure don't see any other men around here. Yes, I'm all worked up already, and your kisses and the way your hands move on me, God, delightful. So, are you as voracious a lover as you are a reader? Prove it to me. But you're not allowed to get too loud. This is still a library, and you don't want any browsers to come in to hear us now, do you? Come on then, slide your hand into my panties. Just into them, and hold me tight. Hold me close so I can moan right into your ear. Please me well with your fingers, and I might please you. Just feel free to explore me however you like. You liked hearing it, my sweet, good boy. Why don't you keep on rubbing? Yes, right there. Oh, you're no trouble finding at all. Oh, God. Fuck, all right then. Fuck, you can feel how wet I was from reading that novel. Shit, come on, please. Please, just let me. Oh, are you hard? You are, aren't you? So hard. Fuck, you know what? Why don't you get that underwear of yours off and make sure you get up high? I want to put you in my mouth. Yes, you're getting a blowjob. Honestly, why are some men so slow on the uptake? Look me in the eyes, right? Hold your gaze on me. You're not allowed to come in my mouth. But good boy for warning me before you came. I mean, after all, why come in my mouth when you can come elsewhere? Oh, wow, you certainly twitched at that. Come on, then. Slide my panties off of me. And you can take off my bra. Or I can do that if you're not good at taking bras off. Not bad. I guess I wouldn't have to train you into taking off my bra if we did make this more than a one-time thing. Now, normally I like being teased more than this, but I'm already pretty worked up, so you're going to have to do your foreplay while you're fucking me. I'm going to brace myself on this chair and bend over, and you're going to take me from behind. Line yourself up. You can do that, right? Oh! Oh, oh yeah. God, you feel good. Oh. Yeah, it feels good being worked up by a romantic novel and then just being filled up like this. Oh shit, fuck, oh god, I You've seen me read this before? A few times, and you want me to read my favorite bit of the sex scene while I'm being fucked. Alright, I guess. Kind of kinky, isn't it? Oh! Oh, fuck, you're going harder now, too. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, read out the sex scene in it. Fuck. Oh, this is super kinky. Fine, if it's for you. Oh, to keep on fucking me, fine. Oh, you're fucking crazy. But I think I like it. Under his hands. Fuck your hands on me. I feel so good. So warm. She felt something grow at the base of her stomach. Oh, a coil that seemed to tense up with every feverish stroke in her. Oh, God, fuck me. Oh, where she clutched at her muscled body until her grip turned white. White knuckled. So unfamiliar was the coil within her. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, and she clenched around him. Fuck. And gave into her heated urges to move her hips on her own. Just a little. Just a touch. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, she felt. Inside her. A supernova of heat and what felt like an entire sunrise's worth of joy. Oh, and it overwhelmed her, feeling safe and warm and wrapped up in him. Her lover, the heat of his body, the heat of his love. Are you? Yeah, inside me, please. God, oh, just hold me, you magnificent man. God, fuck. Oh, are you going for another round? You have it in you. God. Oh, this time, though, I want it gentle. Almost as if I was your girlfriend. God, after a performance like that, why wouldn't I want to be? But this time, maybe if you read a book like that out loud, I'll do it to you. Does that sound gold star worthy? Oh, fuck the break. It's a library. People can manage themselves. I'm taking my day off right now, and I want you inside me at least twice more if you're man enough to handle it and handle me. No one's gonna come in here. You said it yourself. It looks like a staff-only place, right? But I think it's probably best if we're quiet, unless you're good enough to make me scream. Oh, fuck, god damn it, dude.